Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Thank you as you speak to us. Thank you that we are hearers and doers of your word. Thank you, Lord of glory, for pouring forth the revelation knowledge of your word, of your very person upon us. Thank you, Lord, as you speak your word of glory, your word of life, the very word of your person into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we won't leave here the same way as we have come. Lord of glory, thank you for preparing before us your table of blessing. Thank you that we partake of you, for Lord, you are our blessing, and we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please, let's turn to Galatians chapter 3. We give God all the glory. And we are going to zero down to verses 13 and 14. But before we read, let's look at some few things and hear some things that the Lord wants us to know and understand. You know, we all say we are blessed, you know, blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Every one of us, we all want blessing, you know. We all say, yes, we are blessed. We are blessed in God's kingdom. We are blessed. But we really need to understand the blessing. We really need to understand what we are blessed with so that we can enjoy the blessing that we know has been given to us. For when we know the nature of the blessing and what the blessing is, then are we able to partake and receive the blessing already given to you and I. And so we have to understand. It is very important for us to understand some things so that we know how to order our lives and be able to enjoy and receive the blessing given to us. And we really need to understand how to receive the blessing into our lives daily. And so let's start off. Let's read Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Please, let's go. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so we see in verse 13, we are redeemed from all the curses of the law. And we thank God that verse 14 now says that the blessing of Abraham is upon us through Jesus Christ. And look at the last sentence, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And so we see the blessing of our father of faith, Abraham. It is the Spirit. It is the Spirit. So we see the blessing of Abraham is the Spirit of God. Another name for the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. Another name for the Spirit of God is the fullness of the Godhead. Another name is the glory of God. Remember, God is Spirit. And so when we see the Spirit there, We have to know it is God himself. Remember, the same spirit that the Father, that is in the Father, is of the Son and is of the Holy Ghost. There is one spirit. The Father brought forth himself from within himself and called him Jesus, Son of the Living God. And our Lord Jesus brought forth from within himself the same spirit and gave him to us, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And so it is one spirit. And we see that that is the blessing, the Spirit of God. In other words, God himself. God himself is the blessing of Abraham given to you and I. Please, let's open to some verses. We will see it there. Let's first look at Luke chapter 11, verse 3. We will see that our Lord Jesus Christ made mention of the good thing. And I tell you, another name for the Spirit of God is the goodness of God. Remember, only God is good. And look at what our Lord Jesus Christ said here. Luke chapter 11, please let's zero down to verse 13. Please let's go. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so we see again and again the Spirit of God. The reason why you have holy there is to tell you this is God who does not sin. He's the righteous God. His holiness personified. So you see, it is the Spirit of God given to you and I. That is our blessing. And guess what? His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Remember, the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so again, we see the Holy Spirit is the same Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Please, let's open to 2nd Corinthians chapter 4. You will see there it is the same Spirit. Sorry, chapter 3. Let's look at verses 17 to 18. So the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ is given to us because God gave us his Son. And God is Spirit. His Son is what? Spirit. And so we see the blessing given to us, God himself in the person of his Son, is the blessing, is the empowerment. It is the glory of God named Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, that is our blessing. Remember, the scripture says clearly, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. So the Son of God is the blessing. And so we have to search through the scriptures to understand the person of the Son of God given to us, so that we may partake, we receive from him everything that is on the inside of him. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is in that Spirit, the glory called Jesus, Son of God, given to you and I. We have to understand the nature or the divine attributes that is in the gift so that we can partake. And so again, we see the blessing. Once we start to understand the blessing, I tell you, we will partake, we will receive. For what we know of the blessing is what we believe and we receive by faith, and we partake of it because we have faith to believe in the person of the Son of God. Please let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 17 to 18. Please let's go. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Please let's read that verse again. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's continue. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so again, we see another name for the Spirit of the Lord is the glory of the Lord, is also the fullness and goodness. I tell you, we give God all the glory for the gift he hath given to you and I. But we need to understand the person of the glory. Amen. And remember, God is Spirit. Yes, he gave us his Son. He came to live in the earthen vessel. He came to live in the flesh. But remember, it is what was dwelling in the flesh that is the gift, not the flesh, the dust. No, it is the glory, it is the Spirit of God that lived in that flesh, in that earthen vessel, that is the gift. Please let's open to John chapter 1, verse 14, and you will see God is Spirit, God is truth, God is also called the Word. The Word of himself, the Word of God. And so, whatsoever the Son or the Father, so is the Son. God is pillar of truth. He is truth. His Son that he gave to us is also called truth. He is the Word of God. Remember, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. So, another name for the Word of God is truth. But look at what the scripture says regarding the gift, the Son of God, the glory of God called Jesus Christ, given to you and I. Verse 14, John chapter 1, verse 14, please let's go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Please let's go again. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we see a key, the gift, the Spirit, or the glory given to you and I, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The scripture says clearly that he is full of what? Grace and truth. For he is the Word of God. The Word of God fills him. He is the source of the Word of God. And power, grace there. Power, might, strength to perform, to manifest, to bring to pass the very Word of God that he is and that fills him. Truth. You see, grace to perform truth fills him. So we see in that glory, in the Spirit of God, all the divine power to do things for us, to perform the Word of God in our lives. We understand now the blessing. But note one thing. The Word of God fills the blessing. The Word of God is in the glory of God. The Word of God is in the fullness of God. The word of God is in the spirit of God, for God and his word are one. Please let's look at verses 1 and 2 of that John chapter 1. Please let's go. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Please let's read it again. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In other words, God and his word are one. Now you understand why the glory given to you and I, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is filled with the word of God. He is the word of God. He is the source of the word of God. His Father just duplicated divine duplication of himself. So everything the Father of glory, also called the Ancient of Days, is, so is the Son. Everything the Father can do, so does the Son. And that is the person given to us. The person is the glory of God. God is not like us. God is spirit. So the person is the spirit of God. God is the fullness of himself. So the person is the fullness of God, called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, given to us. He has grace. He has power, limitless power. The same power that created the heavens and the earth, the same power that holds everything, is in him. And that power is made available through him for you and I, according to the word of God. And so you see, when we say we are blessed, we are saying we are partakers of the power of God that is in Christ Jesus. For that power is available. But remember, the power is associated with the word of God, truth. For in that glory called Jesus Christ, you have truth and grace. Truth and grace. And this is very important. This is very important for us to understand that Christ is the word of God. The word of God fills him, and power to perform the word of God fills him. For I tell you, God does all things by his word. And so the Son does all things by his word. The same word that is of the Father is in the Son. And so the power of God is available to perform the word of God only. The power of God, grace, is available to manifest the word of God only. The power of God is available to bring to pass the word of God only. And I tell you, the word of God is also called the will of God. The word of God is also called the word of promise to you and I. When we say we are blessed, we are saying that the will of God, according to the word of God, will he perform by his power in our lives. We have to understand these things. And so we see a key. The blessing is the Son of God given to us. The scripture is quite clear that he gave us his Son to help us. And so we see the glory of God, the Lord of glory, he gave him to you and I. And we thank God that the Lord of glory also gave us his Spirit, called the Spirit of Jesus. He's also called the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And so you can see the divine empowerment already in our lives. The day we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, we received the Holy Spirit into our lives. That is the Spirit of Christ. That is the gift, the Son of God. Remember, the scripture says, Christ in us, our hope of glory. And we have read it in 2 Corinthians that the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So the same glory, the same glory. And so we see, we understand the blessing of Abraham. Please let's open to Numbers chapter 6. We will understand that it had been said, even right from the garden, the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, the seed. And remember, when we look at scripture, seed says what? If you look at Luke chapter 8, verse 11, the word of God is the seed. And Jesus is the word of God. And so again, we see clearly the blessing given to you and I. Right from Genesis, we see the seed of the woman. The word of God is the seed. Jesus Christ is the word of God. That is the one given to us to help us. All we have to do is search the scriptures so that we know him and we're able to receive him into every area of our lives, all of our days on the face of the earth, and we are helped the same way the seed helped Father Abraham. He's the Lord in the Old Testament helping him. The same help is available for you and I in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please let's read Numbers chapter 6. Let's take it from verse 22 to 27. Please let's go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Hallelujah. See a key saying, bless them. But look at the middle verses. The Lord will shine his face upon you. He will show you his countenance, speaking of the glory called Jesus Christ. For he is the light of the world. The glory of God blazes forth, shines forth, much more than the sun in its full strength. And so again, we see, he says, this is the blessing, so that you put my name. And guess what? The glory of the name is also there. So you can see the name of Jesus and the glory of the name, they are what? Inseparable. These are things we have to understand. Please let's look at Revelation chapter 1. We will be able to understand that it is the Lord of glory, the glory of the Son of God will arise upon us. His light will be seen upon us. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1. Let's look at verse 16 and 17. But I will encourage you to read it from verse 10 or from verse 9 to the end. But let's zero down to the description of the Son of Man standing in the midst of the seven candles. Verse 16 says, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. See a key. His countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And we've read it in Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord shine what? His face upon you, show you his countenance shining, telling you and I that light blazes out of the glory of God. Light blazes forth, and we know the scripture says God is light, in him is no what? Darkness. And we give God all the glory, and the scriptures says he is the strength of life. He is the light of the world. And so again, we see it is the glory of the Son of God, the blessing, how he will bless, the name of the blessing and the glory of the blessing and the word of the blessing. Please let's look closely again at that verse 16. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Please underline that. The word of God, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, says the word of God is a what? Two-edged sword. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And we know in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it also speaks of the word of God being the what? The sword of the Spirit. And so again, you see the glory filled with truth. The two-edged sword speaking of word as he speaks. His word is power. The word of God fills him. And from him shines the light of the glory. Please let's return back to Numbers chapter 6. And so we see the blessing. It had been prophesied right from time. The Son of God, who is the Word of God, who is the glory of God, the same glory of the Father is in the Son. He is the one given to you and I to be the blessing. Power fills him to help us with his power, even as he speaks the word of himself. And so the name of the glory, the Son of God given to you and I, is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And so again, verse 27 says, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And I will what? Bless them. He himself. And I will what? Bless them. And so you understand why we are always gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you understand why he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. For Jesus is our blessing. In him are we blessed. Remember, in him we live and move and have our being. Now, let us zero down to how we can partake of that blessing. Yes, he's been given to us, but we have to understand the reason why the scriptures shows us the two-edged sword. Every time he speaks truth, the two-edged sword will always show forth. And I tell you, that is not the only place. Let's look at Revelation chapter 19. Let's zero down to verse 13. I will encourage us to take it from verse 10, but let's zero down to verse 13. This is the description of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The name again, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Revelation 19 verse 13. Let's zero down to verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. See a key? his mouth as he speaks. That's why he's called the word of power. Grace flows as he speaks. Remember, the glory of God is filled with grace and truth. And so, as God speaks, the sword flows forth. That's the power of God. God is the word of his power. And so, we see a key. You cannot eliminate the word of God from the glory if you want to partake of the blessing. God and his word are one. God does all things according to truth, to his word, says Psalm 33. He will not do anything outside of his word. And so, let's look at Isaiah chapter 59. The same word from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, just as he blessed us, he also gave us his word, the word of his power, the very words that fills his glory. He gave us those words so that we too can speak them in agreement and partake of the blessing. Isaiah chapter 59. Please let's take it from verse 19 to the end. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. Is that clear? Do we need explanation to that? That the word of God is the word of covenant. The same word that is in the glory of Jesus shall not what? Depart from our mouths. In other words, we have to meditate therein day and night so that it can be put in our hearts. And when it is being put in our hearts, faith is also flowing as we're hearing. As we are all hearing the word of God now, faith is flowing. He's here in our midst. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we are using that faith to believe the very words of God that we are hearing. And I tell you, as we believe, those words are put in our hearts. And when we are praying, whether together or at home, we are speaking the words of life, spiritual words from our heart, and the glory of God that is with us will performing it. Not one word of the Father will fall down without being fulfilled, because we've been blessed with his glory, Jesus Christ. Please let's look at verse 19 again. See a key. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west. Jesus is the Son of God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. See a key. The name of the Lord is linked with the glory of God. He's the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The reason why that Son of God is attacked there is for us to understand that is the same glory as of the Father. God gave us his Son. The Father's glory is that of the children. Let's look at Proverbs 17, verse 6. We'll be coming back to that Isaiah, but Proverbs 17, verse 6 says, Are we all there? Please say amen. Okay, let's go. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Please underline that. And the glory of children are their fathers. So the glory of the Son of God is from his Father. That is why he is Jesus, Son of God. Son of God. To tell you that the glory that is in the Father, all the entirety, all the spirit of the Father is the Son. And these things we have to understand. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 59. And we see it there again. The name of the Lord is linked with the glory of God. He is the Lord of glory. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. See a key. The name of the Lord. And then the glory of the Lord. To tell you, it is that Lord, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Look at verse 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, we saith the Lord. See a key? He will come unto us. We are the redeemed of the Lord, isn't it? He will come unto us. Yes, he's in us. He's upon us. But he comes in to check us up and to perform the will of the Father for you and I. The scripture is quite clear. And so again, you see the Redeemer, the Word of God is very, very important. The Word of God is the Word of the blessing. Just as we cannot separate the glory from the name of the glory, we cannot separate the glory from the Word of the glory. For the Word of God is the Word of the glory of God. Truth is the word of the glory. The glory speaks. The Spirit of God speaks. And what he speaks is what? Truth. And truth is written down. So now we understand why he says his word, the word of the covenant, shall not depart from our mouths and from our seed. The generations of the righteous, they are what? Blessed by the same glory. And the glory has the word of himself. And the glory has the name of himself. The word of himself, the glory, and the name of himself is of the Father. He is the divine duplicate of his Father, who is called the Father of glory. He is also called the Father of lights. He is the Ancient of Days. He is Jehovah Elohim. We have to understand the ways of God is different from our own ways. The way God will do his own thing is different from the way we will do our own thing. If I want to help someone to carry something now, I have to be there personally and carry the thing for the person. But the Father sits in heaven and sends himself, calling him his Son, to help you and I to carry the same thing. I can only be in a place at a time. But God is everywhere at the same time. That is why there is only one God. And that is why the ways of God, they are higher than our ways. His words, they are what? Higher than our own words. His words is the word of his power. All these things we have to understand. So the word of God, that is in the glory of Christ is written down for you and I. And we have to understand that without the word of God, we cannot be blessed. For God and his word are what? One and same. So if you want to partake of the blessing, if you want the glory to release his power to help you, to manifest the will of God, to help you with little things and the big things of life, you have to know the word and believe the word, because his power will only perform his word. Please, let's open to Joshua chapter 1. The blessing is for us to be successful on the face of the earth, is to live overcoming lives, is to overcome all the problems of life. It is that it be well with us and to excel on the face of the earth. But without the word of the blessing, we cannot partake of the blessing. Yes, he's given to us, but we have a responsibility to know him who is given to us, for he's the word of himself. Please, let's read Joshua chapter 1 from verse 7 to 9. Okay, 7 to 8. Okay, let's go. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Is it not the same thing we have read in Isaiah chapter 59, that the word of the covenant should not depart out of our mouth? Now you see a key. If you want success and prosperity, which the glory of God called Christ gives, then we cannot afford to ignore the word of God according as it is written from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, who is also the Spirit of Christ, the glory given to us. He's with us to teach us the word of himself so that he can bless us. See a key? He's even helping us to know him so that we can partake of the things God had put in him for you and I. The duty of Christ, we really don't know as sons of God, is that he's given to help us to excel, to overcome death, helping us to live days of heaven on earth. And that's why we have his Spirit. And we need to understand all these things. We give God all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so again, we see this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So remember, truth fills the glory, power fills the glory. power that fills the glory performs the truth that fills the glory. There's nothing anyone can do about that. It is the way of God. And so again, we see a key. If we want to receive the blessing, we have to meditate day and night in the Word of God. We come to church to hear the Word of God. And we also make sure at home we read the Bible. Even if it's one verse a day, ask the Holy Spirit to help you as He's here, helping us to go through the Bible. Same thing, He's with you at home. Wherever you go, He's there. Just make sure you study the Bible every day. Even if it's one verse, ask the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to help you to understand it. And that's how we receive the blessing. I tell you, you have to understand Jesus Christ is the glory of God. He is the Lord of glory. Inside the glory is everything that pertains to life and godliness. We are not talking about flesh now. We are talking about the Spirit of God called Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. We have to understand we have help and we have hope. We have success in Christ. We have prosperity. We have victory. Victory over all the troubles of life, including sickness, everything. Only fill yourself with the Word. Don't wait till the troubles of life come. Then you start to try to know the Bible. No, it won't work like that. You have to, the scripture says, when it is well with you, or when there is no trouble, when the time is peaceful, seek the Lord more. Is there in the book of Ecclesiastes? That is when you should really seek the Lord more, so that you fill yourself with the knowledge of Him, and at the time of trouble, all what is inside of you will be flowing out under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. By the words of my mouth have I kept me from the path of the destroyer. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But when you fill your heart with the Word of life, with the Word of power, I tell you, we've read it in that Isaiah chapter 59. Let's turn to it and read it again. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will what? Raise up a standard against him. And is linked with the Word of God in your mouth. Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. See that? The name of the Lord and the glory of the Lord will fight the enemy. You and I, we cannot do anything. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. Flesh and blood are not our enemies. They are the principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Satan and his, you know, demonic forces, they are the enemy. But can we see them? And that's why we need the Lord of glory. That's why we need Jesus. That's part of the blessing, to fight our battles for us. But we have to do some things. Look at verse 21 again. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. He is not talking about just quoting. No. You have to meditate and know the scriptures. And so again, we see the Son of God given to us is the glory of God with the name of God. And he's filled with the word of God. Please, let's open to Psalm 84. You can see it is quite clear there that the person given to you and I is the glory of God, and he has the name of God, and he's the word of God. All the word of God is in him, and all this we have to know. The Son of God, Psalm 84 verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Please underline that. The Lord will give grace and glory. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So now you understand, God will not give us things of the flesh. They are already fallen, isn't it? What he gave is himself, who is pure. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from heaven, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The perfect gift, the good gift, he gave to you and I. He gave us his goodness. Let's look at Psalm 16. So you see, the person of Jesus is the glory of God. If you don't understand that, if you don't yet know that, you need to know so that you can receive the blessing. Psalm 16, verse 5. Please, let's read it. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Jesus is our inheritance. The Lord is the portion, the glory, the Lord of glory. So it is God himself. You have to understand the blessing. God blessed us with himself. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. That is why the Levites did not have land, because their inheritance is the temple, and we are the Levites now. God is our inheritance. God is our blessing. You have to understand these things. Let's flip forward to Psalm 73. Jesus is your inheritance, the Lord of glory, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you can see, the Lord is our portion. He is our inheritance. Psalm 73, let's zero down to verses 23. Okay, from verse 23 to 25. Okay, let's go. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holding me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. See a key? God is our portion. He is the strength of our heart. In heaven and on earth, he is the only one, Jesus, the Lord of glory. Jesus, he is King in heaven and on earth. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus, the Son of God. The Father handed over all things to him. He is our help. And so again, he will guide us. He will receive us. Who have we in heaven and on earth? Only he, Jesus, the one given to you and I. And for us to understand, he is our portion forever. He is our inheritance. He is the one given to you and I. Amen. Please, let's open to Exodus chapter 33. We all know the story. It was when he asked the Lord to show him his glory. That is Moses. He asked the Lord to show him his glory. And look at the answer he gave him. And from there we will know that the glory of God is also called the goodness of God. And when we understand this, then we understand the blessing that is prepared before you and I. We will link this with Psalm 23. But let's look at verses 18 to 23 first. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And so again, you see, glory linked with goodness. Another word for the glory of God, called Jesus Christ, is the goodness of God. The Spirit of God is his goodness, for only God is good. Now let's open to Psalm 23. And let's read the whole psalm, and then we will zero down to verse 6. Okay, let's go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. The Lord of glory is the shepherd. Remember, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, the glory of God and the rock of ages. They led the Jews in the desert, preparing, doing things for them, giving them victory. Is the same blessing we are talking about. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All what he did is still available. That's why the scripture says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and what? And forever. And so again, look at verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Signifying the glory of God, the Spirit of God. We are anointed. We have the Holy Spirit in us and upon us and in our midst. We have the same blessing. His name is Jesus. Now see verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The glory of God will always what? Follow us and is upon us. He says he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is with us. Amen and amen. And so let's thank him for all what we have shared. Let's give him all the glory. Start telling him, Lord Jesus, you are my blessing. You are my goodness. I thank the Father for giving you to me. I belong to you. I'm known by your name. Christ in me, my hope of glory. Start saying these things out. Thank him. Thank him for his presence in your household. Thank him for his word that he has spoken to our hearts. Thank him. Thank him. And you embrace him. He's your blessing. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Son of Righteousness. We give you all the glory. Lord of glory, we bless you. Thank you that you are in us and upon us and with us. Wherever we go, even in our midst, you are here. In every household, you are there. Lord of glory, we thank you. As we go out and we come in into our homes, you are with us. You said you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will never fail us. Thank you, our blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are blessed to be a blessing. And we say thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you all the glory. And we say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord. And so this morning we are going to pray using two scriptures. Please let's first open to them. Every request, table it before the Lord. Tell him you've been blessed by him to prosper, and that's what you believe. Please let's open to Hosea chapter 6. Let's read verse 3 together. Please let's go. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth, in Jesus' name. And so we know him as our blessings. We know him as Jesus, Son of the living God. He is the Lord of glory. And we know he will come unto us anew this morning. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 60. We will be blessed anew. We will prosper in everything. In our household, it is well. Everything will line up with the word of God concerning every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 60. Let's take it from verse 1 to 3. And when you get home, you read the whole of the verses. But let's first start from verse 1 to 3. Let's go. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising, in the name of Jesus. Let's put forth our right hands on our heads, and we thank God. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Mikato shandali mandele me koronda rikandele lalo kuru kutande rimendele me koronda andoro makuria lukuru kuru kutande lelo kuru koronda rimande. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your presence in our midst. I thank you in the name of Jesus that as we have laid our right hands on our heads, Lord of glory, your presence comes upon us anew. Your power over shadows us in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your glory upon us. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for coming upon each one of us anew in the name of Jesus. Every household in this church, Lord of glory, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Son of righteousness, with healing in your wings. We thank you, Lord of glory, for arising upon us. Thank you for your power overshadowing us, blessing us, Lord, performing your will in our lives in the name of Jesus. Everything pertaining to us, lining up with your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory for every child, every grandchild. We thank you for every male, every female. We give you all the glory for every mother, for every father, for every husband, every wife. Lord, we thank you for every grandfather, every grandmother. Lord of glory, in every household it is well. Thank you for days of heaven on earth. Thank you as you perform your words to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Let's thank him. Let's give him all the glory. We are blessed. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. His glory is upon us. We give God all the glory. And his glory shall be seen upon us. The effect of the glory will be made manifest in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Lord Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.